Are you ready? I said, are you ready? You are listening to Voice of the Fans Sportscast, brought to you by none other than the voices of the fans, discussing football, basketball, news, trending topics, the one-stop shop for all things sports. Voice of the Fans Sportscast. Hosted by none other than Ben Swift Reynolds, Taylor Gatwood, 100% RC, Professor Damian Flowers, and Tyler Wright.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Voice of the Fan Sportscast. I'm your host, Ben Swift Reynolds. We have Taylor Gatwood and Dustin Bishops. I said Bishops. Dustin Bishop with us this on this Saturday. Kind of surprising that, you know, we're doing a show now, but, you know, I thought we should get one in today. Right, guys?
Yeah. You know Dustin for that long, you can't even get his name right, man?
Man, I know. I put an S. I don't know what I'm doing. It's two of them, though. He has a sister, so. But anyway, guys, how y'all doing on this Saturday? I forgot what day it was for a moment, too.
Doing good, man.
Doing good?
Yep. How you doing?
Man, I'm making it. I just came from a car show I went to this morning.
At the church?
So, yeah. So I've been rushing today, man, just to get stuff done. But we here now. We saw in the news that O.J. Simpson died of cancer. I think he was 76 is what it said. So, you know, I seen a lot of memes trying to figure out how they should. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say ahead, my condolences to Kardashian.
Come on, man. Come on, we start off this dude just died. You talking about send my condolences to Khloe Kardashian? Man, look. Come on,
man,
now.
Her dad died, man. Come on,
bro. That's wild. Hey, we laughing, but yeah, y'all so serious, man. Y'all so serious. What's up, Randy?
What do you mean, y'all? I didn't say nothing.
You laugh, though. You laugh.
I mean, it was funny. I mean, I can't help it.
I know. But it was funny because it was memes trying to figure out how should they, you know, post about O.J. Simpson. Should they, you know, like, praise him or, you know, they're like, well, he's a murderer. I'm like, well, we don't know for sure. The glove don't fit. You must have quit. So, who knows, right? Yeah. Would say, yeah, he did it.
Hey, I wouldn't know. I wasn't alive in that time, so I can't speak on that, really.
Did you hear him on It Is What It Is with Mason Cameron?
No,
they were asking him about something Shaq said about being open to women, and OJ was like, "Don't confess, never confess."
He rubbed it in a lot.
He was that type of guy, man. He would make jokes like that, you know. So I guess he was appreciate your joke, Dustin. Oh, what's up, Randy? You catching the Masters? Man, I try watching golf, man. I always end up falling asleep, man.
Yeah, I can't watch
golf.
It's
not the golf in itself. It's the announcers. They're like, all right, Tiger Woods up the putt. You know, it's just like the voice going in. Yeah, real low and quiet. So I'm just like snoozing on the couch. He said he'll never forget being 14 years old when AC rolled down the highway. Right. But, you know, he was a great running back for sure. They call him the Juice for a reason. You know, he set the single game season rushing record. Not single game, but the single season rushing record. So, shout out to him. You know, he was a beast for sure.
They still have the record?
The back in, I forgot what year it was.
It was 14, wasn't it? In 14
games.
It was
14 games. Yeah, he did in 14 games.
Yeah.
So, it was crazy. So, if y'all new to the show, we got a segment called Fast Break. We about to go into it. All right. NBA talk. We saw the Celtics been blowing leads lately. And I believe it was yesterday, or I can't remember the exact date they lost. But now the play-in tournament is on the 16th, so it starts Tuesday. So a lot of questions have been surrounding the Celtics. Can they get it done? I know we talked about the live podcast of why they're struggling and everything else. But do you see a team in the East, Dustin, that actually can dethrone the Celtics and make it to the finals? Get past Celtics and make it to the finals. Oh, your mic is muted.
I guess it should. I think the Heat could get them. I think the Heat could possibly get them. Definitely think Philly could possibly get them if they end up being a matchup in the playoffs. I even give the Magic and Cavaliers a chance, and then, of course, the Bucks. But, yeah, they haven't been playing because then they get, like, blown out by the Knicks the other night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Knicks are tough.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I give anybody.
You say anybody a shot?
They in the, I mean, outside of maybe the Pacers. Yeah, outside of maybe the Pacers.
Yeah.
So that's how much doubt you have in the Celtics team. But you saying anybody can get them? Like, you don't. You think that the Knicks, the Heat.
I think they get, if anybody in the East. Well, besides the Bucks and the Celtics, I think they probably be in my top two to get like upset between any other top four teams between the West and the East. I think the Bucks and the Celtics definitely have a chance of getting upset.
Yeah, we saw Muscle Known. Shout out to him. He come in that he can see the Bucks getting knocked out the first round. So. But I feel like the Celtics, when it comes to playoff time, they're going to come. They're going to bring it. I don't think they're going to play like they've been playing these last couple of games when they blowing leads and getting blown out. I think it's going to be a different ball game when the playoffs come around. But I like what you said about the Heat, especially when they added Terry Rozier to the mix to add the scoring. But they played – the Heat played good defense and everything. Yeah. I like what you say about the Heat though. To get them the Celtics out of the way. Who do you have, guy? Who do you think can upset
I'm with Dustin. I think anybody can. I guess like you said, the Pacers probably couldn't, and I don't know about the Magic. Magic got a good young team, but I think they're just too inexperienced right now to be able to beat the Celtics team in seven games. But yeah, the Celtics, man, you got to remember the past couple of playoffs, they've lost teams they shouldn't have lost to. When they lost to the Heat last year, they got beat by an 8 seed. Like, that wasn't supposed to happen. Until the Celtics get over the hump in the playoffs, you got to say that, they have a good chance to lose. I know they got a good team this year, but until they get over the hump, I got to see that first.
Right, especially from Tatum, man. We talking about how his shot selections are terrible, where he could be more into mid-range to inside the paint type guy and dominate from that area. And it just seemed like they get away from what they know how to do best, and they just want to showcase or do their own thing. Randy said Indiana will make the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't know about that.
Indiana sometimes they up and down too. But that's a hot take right there, Randy. We had to see that for sure.
If that happens, Randy, we give you a shout out.
Yeah, we give you a shout out. If that happens, we're like, man, get Randy on the show. We got to get him to explain why he said that. So, like you said, the Celtics, they just – it's just going to come down to Tatum, point blank. If he's going to be that killer like he saw in Kobe, or he just going to be another guy that just, you know, that just toss the talk but don't back it up.
When I was watching them last year in the playoffs, I feel like there's a lot of games where Jaylen Brown was their best player. So, I think there's just
– yeah.
I think Tatum needs to take over more sometimes. Or he just – I feel like he's the one who needs to get over the hump mainly. Like, and he needs to be having those big playoff games. Because, you know, in the playoffs, superstars, you know, they win games in the playoffs. So he's got to do that.
He's going to have to do that. You cannot play around. We saw, like I said, with the Heat, they took control and they made the tough shots and they made the right plays. So we see in the West a three-way tie between the Nuggets, Minnesota, and OKC, with one game left. Who do you see getting that Gatwood, getting a one seed?
I can't remember how all the tiebreakers work. In fact, you know, the tiebreakers, they work differently for every situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think any of them can win the game and still not get the one seed, obviously, because they could have the same record. But honestly, man, if the Lakers somehow get the 8 seed, they better hope the Nuggets aren't the 1 seed. That would be unfortunate for them. But
it'd be easy out. Yeah.
I mean, I still think that the Nuggets might not get the 1 seed, but I still think they're the best team regardless.
What about you?
I mean, I'd probably go with the Nuggets. I think that'd be a safe choice. But, it's up for grabs. I mean, I think they've been constantly interchanging throughout the season between the Nuggets, mm-hmm. OKC, and Minnesota. All three of them, I wouldn't want to see – I definitely wouldn't want to see OKC. Well, I wouldn't want to see any of those teams because Minnesota – they're young and hungry. Anthony Edwards got a killer instinct. Mm-hmm. OKC, they're definitely super hungry. And then the Nuggets, they're just a juggernaut. I mean, I got them winning the whole thing, to be honest.
Dang.
Yeah.
So I was about to ask this question. You know, since the Nuggets won a championship last year, Gatwood, what team in the West you think can dethrone them?
I mean, the Western Conference is stacked. I think there's a lot of teams that I don't know if they will, but they could. Even there's four teams in the play-in team. Like, the four play-in teams are all really good. Like, I think, the Lakers are 10th seed, and they're, like, 10 games over 500. Like, that's crazy. That's going to be a bloodbath. But, you could look at anybody beating the Nuggets, possibly. I mean, the Clippers have the team to do it. The Thunder have the team to do it. The T-Wolves have the team to do it. The Suns possibly could do it. I mean, there's a lot of teams. If the Lakers get in, I mean, they're pretty good matched up against the Nuggets.
Yeah, especially AD. He's having a pretty good game.
The Rockets are the 11th seed, and they're going to be – if they win tomorrow, they're 500. So, I mean, look at it like that. If the Rockets were in the East, I mean, we'd be in the play-in easily because they have, like, teams with losing records in the play-in.
That's very much true. That's very much true. Dustin, since you had the Nuggets going, making it all the way, which team you think is a legit threat to the Nuggets?
The Mavericks.
Oh, I forgot about the Mavericks, too.
Yeah.
Mavericks been playing well.
Yeah.
They've been playing well. Man, Luka is scared. Man, Luka is – scary, man.
Like, and Kyrie.
Yeah. Like, I thought they were going to have trouble playing together. I could not have been more wrong. Like, that is a heck of a two-headed beast. Yeah. Like, that's – the Mavericks going to be tough. They're definitely – I mean, even if they play the Nuggets, like, I think they could definitely take it to seven games. Like, it's not – they're not going to be an easy out.
Their role players are pretty good too. PJ Washington's been playing good, and they picked up that Daniel Gafford at the deadline too. He's been playing good.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he has been. especially with Kyrie, he can turn it on any time. Right now, he's been help facilitating, trying to get other people involved. He taking shots when he can or when he thinks it's the right time to do it. So, I seen something where they said Kenny the Jet Smith had Anthony Edwards over Luka on first team All NBA.
I love Anthony, not over Luka, man. Not over Luka. Especially, man, he dropped it. Then he dropped like 70, 71 this year. Yeah. You can't put him. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Who y'all think deserves MVP?
That's a tough one. I still go around with Luka. I just feel like that he been really consistent all year.
They're gonna give it to Jokic again, which I mean, I'm not gonna say he don't deserve it, but honestly, my pick would be Luka this year.
Yeah, he been out of this world.
I think Jokic and SGA are leading the votes, I want to say.
Yeah.
Or top two prospects. But, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with Luka getting it. But, yeah, it's probably going to be Jokic. Jokic is one of those guys, like, you could really just give it to him every year.
Yeah, because of his stat sheet, man. He almost averaged a triple-double, like, almost every time, which is crazy.
You compare, like, Luka – and Harden, when he was on the Rockets, like when Harden averaged 36 a game that year, he was a 4 or 5 seed. It's kind of like Luka this year. He's averaging like 34, but he's like a 4 or 5 seed. So they're not going to give him MVP just like that, which is dumb to me.
Right. Yeah. And I think people just get caught up in the hype of Jokic anyway, Jokic. And it's kind of funny, Dustin. I redid the poll for you on Instagram. I feel like I don't know. I feel like some people they didn't read the question right when we had who's a better player, Tim Duncan or Jokic, and we saw Jokic win. So I redid the poll for you just for you, cause I was voting for Tim. So I'm like, let me redo this thing, give people a second chance to really think about it, right? To think about what they voted on. So I'll put it back up there for you.
Yeah, you can't say that yet. I mean, Jokic is great, but Tim Duncan got 5 rings. He's played a long career.
And we saw Anthony Edwards, give Tim Duncan his flowers. He's like, man, the bank shot is unstoppable. And so we saw a video of Anthony Edwards practicing the bank shot and adding that to his game. So, I feel like I need to redo this poll.
Jokic is, I definitely say I hate to, say this to Carmelo, but, you definitely got to put Jokic above Carmelo on that Denver Nuggets totem pole with that championship.
15. Mm-hmm. Cause, Melo was in his feelings because Jokic was wearing 15 and everything. But, hey, they gave him 15 for the right reason. Now look at it.
That was that's the only ring in Nuggets history, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the go-to their franchise. Yeah, he's their go-to their franchise, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Randy from What's Up, the Sports Podcast. Y'all need to give him a follow on YouTube. Great, great guy, great show. Good comparison between Shai, Luka, and Jokic. He talking about the MVP race right now. So, Dustin, you gave one of your predictions for the NBA Finals. You said you had the Nuggets. So, in the East, who you have?
Man, the East a little bit tougher. I really want to say the Celtics. But they do scare me, though. But, man, I'd probably say Celtics, and I think Philly may. Philly got a legit shot.
Come on. No, I want to hear, man. Like, who's your definite guy? Who's your definite team?
I go with Boston, man. I go with Boston.
Boston. You sticking with the you sticking with the favorites, Boston. Okay, Nuggets doesn't have Nuggets and Celtics. All right, Gatwood, who you have?
Yeah, dude, I wanted to say somebody different than the Celtics. I do want to, but I don't know, man. I want to say the Bucks too, but I can't, man. I would Doc Rivers as their coach. It's hard. The way they played since Doc Rivers has been there has been horrible. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Celtics too. I'm gonna have to. That's the. I mean, that's the safest bet for sure.
That's the safest bet. Got the Bucks. You don't know. Like I said, that record they since Doc Rivers was 13-5. So, in the West, I might do something a little different. I'll just go with OKC. I'm gonna go with OKC in the West. And the East, I don't really like none of the teams. Cause like I said, everybody beatable in the West. I mean, in the East right now. I think even though the Celtics are the favorites, but they're not a clear favorite for the championship. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they can get upset by another team. So I'm gonna go with
I might go with the Mavs, man. Because they're hot. When you go into the momentum they're going into the playoffs with, momentum's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to go with the Bucks. They have veterans on that team. So I feel like if they can get them over the hump. Like Flowers mentioned, they did run the offense through Dame.
What happened to Chris Middleton? That dude's kind of trash now, isn't he?
He's old.
He ain't that old.
Injuries, man. The injuries make him old.
Did he tear that ACL?
Yeah. He's not the same guy. I think he's still he's not the same guy. So, guys, there's our predictions. I know mine's kind of out there, but I don't want to go. I want straight from the main narrative. Everybody have the Nuggets and Celtics, baby. So I did something a little different. I like OKC. I like what they're doing. And I just put – I'm a Dame fan, so I'm just putting all my faith in him.
Well, yeah, we should pick our dark horses coming out the East.
Right. Now, my dark horse in the East is definitely Knicks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dark horse.
Even with Randall getting hurt?
Yeah, sometimes Randall, man, he put them in bad situations by how he played.
Yeah, I agree. He was jacking threes like randomly.
Yeah, like why are you doing all the extra stuff? Play within the game, man. Stop.
They kind of play better without him.
Randy said, "Not Knicks without Randall." Like I said, Randall is like Jekyll and Hyde. Because sometimes you get that great game out of him, and sometimes you're like, "Dude, what are you doing? You're a liability right now." So. Yeah. All right, Grandy, I do agree, probably without Randall, but, you know, they still, you know, competing hard over there. So, in the West, so y'all have the Dark Horse then?
Clippers.
That's what I was thinking. Clippers, they have a ton of value. You saw Westbrook coming off the bench with his 6 points and 3 rebounds, talking noise. So, he fired up over there.
He did ball that game.
Well, yeah. What's up, Glue? What's up? Yeah, he did ball. Dusty, you laughing over there, but he's the engine, man. He said there's nobody better come out the bench than me. Like, I like that attitude. Like, he's embracing the role as the assist player.
That's such a flex.
Nobody coming up.
Come on, man.
It's like winning the NIL championship. Man, out of all the losers, like, yeah, we the best. We the best team to get making it.
We the best losers on the planet.
If we're being honest, though.
This college team didn't make it to the NCAA tournament.
That's wild.
If we're being honest, though, he's probably the second best bench player on his team. Norman Powell probably better than him.
Yeah, Powell, he's a baller for sure.
But they're both good, though, off the bench.
But Randy said, "If I'm gonna cry, if Harden was a chip, but they may do it."
Man, what a hater! What a hater, bro!
That's always downfall about going for the Clippers. That's Harden.
Don't talk about Harden, man. Yeah. We're talking about my guy.
He's going there.
You know why?
But, you know.
You know why I can't say the Clippers. You know why I can't say
why
the Clippers.
Why? Look, there's a bunch of haters in here.
He's got like, Dustin has a fair reason to be a hater there for of Kawhi.
Yeah, that's true, man. I'm gonna buy the Kawhi jersey, man. They got on Nike website right now, Dustin. They have a Kawhi Leonard jersey on sale. I think I might get it for you. You wear a large.
Nah, I'm good.
If y'all want to troll Dustin, buy him Kawhi Leonard gear and send it to him.
He wants Wimby gear, guys. He wants Wimby gear.
We gotta get Kawhi gear first. He said going in the trash. Come on, man. That's how you gonna treat the people that support the show. You gonna throw that stuff in the trash.
It's going straight to the Goodwill where all his shoes be at. That's where it's gonna go.
Hey, that's accurate. He has some ugly shoes, man.
But you want Clyde and Wayne B sign with New Balance, not sign with New Balance Skechers. You want Clown and NB.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know where Skechers getting their money from.
They got that old money.
When did somebody else decide? Huh? I know Snoop Dogg signed with Skechers.
Yeah.
I was a new basketball player this time.
Dude, Skechers got a whole lineup. They have Joe Montana. They got all the old guys. They had another football player that had all-time great.
They going to have them old guys. Man,
come on. They got that old money. You know what? They got the old money down the street, man.
Betty,
she about to die in a couple days, so he'll get all that money. Huh. Old money, man. Go for a long period of time. All right. So I want to show this quick clip of AI receiving his statue. Man, what a day for AI. What a day.
This is wrong, bro.
He deserved this, guys. He deserves this.
Man.
That did him dirty, bro.
Oh, look at that. It's the same height as me. That's bro. Crazy.
Why do they do him like that?
I don't know. Look, he's touching it. What is it?
It's a misconception. That's not the statue in front of the arena. It's in front of a practice facility. And if you look at the other statues, like there's a bunch of statues by the practice facility, and they're all small. Dr. J's is small, Mochi. Okay. They're all small. That's not the one in front of the arena.
You would have a reason for this. You would have a reason for why the statue is small.
The one that's going in front of. Look,
that's
man,
the one that pigeons poop on.
They had to give him a small one in front of the practice facility. Like, come on now. They had to do
my
that.
Fans football just trophy bigger than that. Okay. You know, I like
that's
that.
That's not the one they're gonna give him for the arena.
Man, I hope so, Dustin. Randy said, tell me that's the model and not the permanent statue. I mean, I know AI is a great athlete. Somebody mentioned in the comments, they said the Rocky Balboa statue in Philly is bigger than that. And he's a fictional character. So.
Yeah, but like that's not like Dustin said, that ain't the full size.
He said, hey Dustin, how big is don't they have a Dr. J statue, right?
Huh?
Do they have one? A big one. A big Dr. J statue.
No, they don't have a big one. They just got a small one.
Hmm.
He isn't even big that yet. It's cool.
That's what I'm saying, though.
What's up with Philly and these small statues, man?
They ain't had a budget for it, or?
I guess. MB took all their money, man.
Right. Come on now. Oh, like I said, I hope that statue is bigger than that. If not, they did a legend wrong, especially a legend on that magnitude where he changed the game.
He doesn't have the smallest, you know. He doesn't have the smallest one. It's a couple of guys. It looks like Mo Cheek's statue is smaller.
It's Mo Cheek's, though.
Yeah, for real.
I, now, he compared AI statue to Motiz. I ain't trying to justify why that statue is a miniature size.
He's a Philly legend, man.
Man, that's a horrible name, though. Mo Cheeks, man.
Yeah, Mo Cheeks been getting the business.
That's a terrible name, man.
Mo Cheeks. Oh, man. Something wrong with y'all, bro. So, anyway, shout out to AI for his statue and everything. He deserved it. What a legacy for him. I know he's super proud and super happy about, you know, getting his very own statue, even though it's miniature size, and it's in front of the practice facility.
Man, we don't get to win in front of the stadium, man. Don't worry,
okay.
Man, gonna be big.
Oh, we're gonna wait. We're gonna wait. So, let's. I'm gonna show this video. You know, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are fighting, and here's Mike Tyson training.
Yes, sir. That's the one.
Dustin, are you hyped about this fight? Or are you just feeling like it's another?
I have not been hyped for one of Jake Paul's fake boxing fights. I have not been. I just, man. Anything that has Jake Paul's name, I'm not excited over. I'm not excited over this. Mike had a great boxing career, but I'm not excited. Mike, an old man. I think he still can knock out Jake Paul just because, man, Mike still has some serious power, man. Like, I would not.
All right.
I wouldn't even want to spar with Mike.
Didn't it take one of his trainers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, that peekaboo style he uses, like, it generates so much power. And, yeah, man, I just, like, even hearing the mic talk, man, like, that, like, little clip that was from, like, a few years ago when he was talking about why he's like scared to train, why he was scared to train for a while, because he was scared that killer would come out of him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, Mike Tyson in his prime, dude. That man, that was a scary dude. Like, even that time he was talking to that reporter was talking junk to him and he
told
him he'd come down. Basically rape him.
Yeah, dude, that was wild. I've seen that clip, man. I'd be so scared, bro, if I was in that reporter.
That reporter peed his pants.
I'd have been like, I'm so sorry.
Man, that was like right when he got out of jail, too, man. Like, dude, yeah, man.
Yeah, anybody talking crazy to Mike is crazy.
Yeah, so I really hope he knocks out Jake Paul.
See, that's what I'm about to ask you, Gatwood. Do you feel like the fight they're gonna fist the fight a certain way? Cause I feel like they're not gonna let Mike Tyson get beat. Cause Mike Tyson, do you feel like they're gonna call it a certain way?
Honestly, I don't think Mike Tyson. Y'all think he'd be like that? I don't know if he'd be like that.
Yeah,
I feel like he wants to get down like that, like a fist.
They making so much money on this fight, so really, when I just couldn't see Mike Tyson losing because of his legacy to Jake Paul.
But you know, would it really hurt his legacy though? I mean, he's old.
I mean, it's almost like right now Mike Tyson is almost like the Chuck Norris jokes, right?
Yeah,
like that's how legendary.
Mike Tyson got grandkids.
Right.
Tyson got grandkids, man.
I couldn't see them letting Mike Tyson lose. So I think it'll be called like a draw or something like that.
I don't know.
But unanimous decision type thing.
Then again, if he loses, Jake Paul loses.
Like even looking at Mike when he fought Roy Jones in that exhibition match, man, like he was like holding back. Because he didn't want to hurt Roy, mm-hmm. which is crazy because I mean Roy Jones, I mean he a legend in his own right. But yeah, even yeah, he was holding back against him. So I don't know, man. I definitely think I personally hope Mike Tyson knock him out.
He might kill him, honestly. Yeah.
All right, keep the ambulance right there. Keep the scriptures ready. Randy said Tyson's legacy is shattered with his financial roles, let alone his rape conviction, unless he pumps Jake Paul. So he got to do it to
nobody thinking about that. Nobody think about Mike Tyson. They don't think about his financial situation or any of his convictions. Like nobody cares about that, bro.
So everybody wants Jake Paul to get the mess beat out of him. But I don't think it's gonna go down like that. I really don't. That's why I haven't given too much attention to this, because I feel like it's another gimmick, another ploy, just another big payday.
Somebody needs to shut that dude up, man. I'm tired of that guy.
I mean, I don't hate him. I don't really hate him like that. He's just kind of
It's not genuine at all, though. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of the brothers are like that, but they get money. They showing up on WrestleMania. It was WrestleMania he was on, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it the other brother?
That's the older brother.
Yeah, older brother.
Yeah, that was the older brother. I mean, they all over the place, so guess you just gotta deal with it. All right, guys. Let's have a question from the crowd. So here's fan folks. All right, thanks JT for seeing this in. The question is, what player got y'all into sports? And who is your favorite player now? Dustin, we'll start with you.
Man, I'm a 90s baby, so of course Michael Jordan.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean he was pretty much like a demigod in the 90s, so.
Mm-hmm. Like Mike Song.
Yeah. So.
Who's your favorite player now?
It'd probably be between Steph and Kyrie. Probably in between those two.
I wasn't expecting you to say Curry.
No, I like Curry back in Davidson.
Well, he wasn't wearing his Under Armour shoes. I know that.
I got a pair of Curry's.
You do?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I don't believe that. Okay. All right, guy. With the same question. What player got you to get into sports, and who's your favorite player now?
When I was a kid growing up, obviously my favorite sport was baseball. Like, that was when I first started playing sports. My first sport was baseball, so it was Chipper Jones. That's who I loved growing up. And then my favorite player now, obviously y'all know in basketball, is James Harden, unfortunately. And in football, another controversy is Deshaun Watson. And
man, you need new role models.
But I like my boy CJ Stroud now too. I like CJ Stroud. And then in football, okay, I just said football, but in baseball now, it's Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay. That was up. For me, it was definitely Michael Jordan that got me into sports, especially basketball. But in the NFL, it was Deion Sanders that got me to really love football. So, and baseball was Ken Griffey Jr. So I had like the three-headed, you know, monster right there. You know, if you look at how that was put out there, how they was always in the media. So born in 89, I got to see all that, you know, the stardom of Ken Griffey and Deion and Michael Jordan. So it was just like, you want to be like all three, especially Ken Griffey, man. It was just something about Ken Griffey, his aura. He had a swag, man.
Backwards cap, the chain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It was like that was who really got me into baseball. I used to I forgot that game, that video game. I think it was called King Griffey Baseball 96 or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Baseball game. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to play that thing religiously.
Like, he might be the time. He might be the GOAT.
He had the same effect as Jordan, especially for like kids wise. You know, everybody just wanted to be swing. Like Griffey. Yeah, the swing.
He probably has the prettiest swing ever. I mean, there's not a better swing than that.
And in hockey, it was the Mighty Ducks movie. That one got me into loving hockey too.
That's fake. Nah, man, it was a lot of great. The '90s, man, that was like as a whole, that was like monumental for sports. Because I mean, you had Ken Griffey, Dion, Michael Jordan basketball, Ken Griffey baseball, and then tennis. You had the Williams,
Williams.
Oh, you know, you had Tiger,
like, Tiger Woods. Yep, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that's wild. 90s. Yeah.
That was the golden era of sports and television. I believe were the 90s, man. The 80s, the late 80s, and the 90s, bro.
Y'all are lucky, man. I wish I could have been able to watch Jordan live, man.
Dude, I think, man, for real, I might have to go back to my parents' house. I can buy VHS tapes of Michael Jordan games. My dad used to record like almost all of them. So I'm about to go dig into the archive and see what I can find. My favorite player now in football is Adam Kamara. My favorite basketball player is Damian Lillard. I really don't have a favorite baseball player. It used to be Chris Bryant, but he's gone from the Cubs. He's with the Rockies now. So I'm still trying to get my footing in baseball.
Yeah, I didn't know Damian Lillard was your favorite player.
Yeah, since growing up, it's Kobe. It was Michael Jordan, Kobe. But now, my favorite player now in the league, Dame.
Okay, respect that.
Randy said, favorite player now is Steph, who got me into sports. 1987 Toronto Blue Jays, specifically Aaron Witt, catcher for the Jays. So that's a little background for us right there. Thank you for the question, JT. All right. I do have a blooper to show y'all. Flowers, he sent me this, so I'm going to show it real quick.
For our national anthem.
Whether I send it on rap for my motherfucking new or cyclone my dad.
Bro, I didn't see that, man. That's funny.
Hey, we pumping stand up like, oh snap, okay.
Hey, bro, what is that?
I mean, just
bro, you know all the white people that national anthem in there. So bro, what do you think the white people there did?
They're like, it's not America. We know anymore. Man, to be honest, I'm laughing, but I do that all the time on the show. I promise you, I put labels on my clips, and I hit something and showing the wrong video. So I can't laugh that much because I feel like it'll probably be me hitting the wrong video or the wrong file. Randy said somebody forgot to log off Spotify account. Yeah, he was jamming at work, you know what I'm saying? Imagine having that job. I'll be playing all kinds of music before the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, before people show up, it'd be my own personal studio just playing different songs and crap. But,
the fact that they play that song, though, is what makes it super funny, though.
Right, in Detroit. I believe it was in Detroit, so it fit perfectly, you know what I'm saying?
And the unedited. Explicit,
right? Yeah, I heard it. He said the N word, yeah. Right? So you know, he's a brother. You know, he's a brother up there. He's like, oh, dang, Oh, bro. So that was pretty funny. And we're going to do scoreboard before we let Dustin go. It's a sports trivia. It's NFL. So I'm going to keep tallies and points of how many questions y'all get. Well, it's one question if y'all get the question right or not. Last week, no, it was 2 weeks ago, Flowers got the question right. And RC got it wrong. So right now, Flowers leading everybody by one.
So what we whoever knows it just barks it out.
Right. Anybody, like, y'all can get. What we do is, Gab will give me your answer. Dustin, you give me your answer. Then if both y'all get it right, y'all both get a point.
All right.
So that's how we do it. We're going to see who have the best sports knowledge on the show. All right. The question is, which of the following teams have never participated in the Super Bowl? Pretty easy question, I think. Gatwood, the 49ers, the Packers, the Browns, the Patriots.
Browns.
Dustin, same question. Is it the 49ers? you just going off of Gatwood? Gatwood might get this wrong. Oh,
that's apparent. Like, that's... Come on, man. It's like, really easy.
If we didn't know that, bro, we shouldn't be on this show.
Come on, man.
Dust, I think you just picked Gatwood's answer because you didn't know for sure. You don't watch football, man.
I don't really watch football, but I think that anybody would know that.
Okay. So you saying that's common knowledge?
Very common. Nobody say, man, the Browns going all the way this year, boys. Like,
no, it's either
the Browns.
It's either between the Browns or the Patriots. I'm not sure.
Or Green Bay, you know. They won the very first Super Bowl. So, okay, hope y'all get a point. As the year go on, the question's going to get tougher, guys. So, and get the easy ones while you can.
Man, that's all you got, bro. You don't got something else for us?
No, that's it. That's the question.
Dang, bro.
What question?
No, that's it.
Wait, what question did you ask? That was an RC. What did you ask?
Yeah.
I can't remember, to me.
Because it couldn't have been that easy if RC got
it. It wasn't football. I think it was something about baseball. It had to have been a baseball question. RC don't miss to me. I know he don't miss NFL and NBA. Flowers watch a little bit more baseball than RC, so I think it was a baseball question. So there we go. So we have Flowers with one. We have Gatwood with one. We have Dust with one. Stay tuned for more questions next week. All right, Dustin, that's it, bro. All
right, y'all.
Good to see you, Dustin.
What you doing? What you back into?
Man, I'm about to hit the books, man.
Oh, I feel you.
You got a big test coming up. I got about probably like 6 more weeks left, but it's a big board exam for medical licensing I got to take. So,
good luck, man.
Okay. Yeah, appreciate it. Good luck to you, bro. Yeah. All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right, take it easy,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
All right.
All right, Gatwood, man, we're moving on to the NFL. We're going to do NFL draft needs, AFC North and AFC East. You want to start off with – we'll start with the North. So you have the Ravens. What do you think they need?
Let me see. I wrote down a few. They definitely need some pass rush. Their D-line's not very deep at all. Mm-hmm. They got pretty good D-tackles, but their edge rushers are kind of weak. They probably need another linebacker to replace Queen, because they lost Queen.
Yeah.
They could use some secondary help because their corners are kind of iffy. I mean, they got Marlon Humphrey, but other than that, no really big names. And Marlon Humphrey, you know, he has injury history, so they could use a little depth. And then another thing I saw was they could use a backup quarterback in later rounds, because their backup quarterback right now is Josh Johnson. So
what happened to Huntley?
He went somewhere. I can't remember where he went. He signed with someone else, though.
That's surprising.
Yeah. He went to the Browns. That's who he went to. It was the Browns.
Well, you know, we signed Kellen Mond not too long ago. Well, we signed him on Friday, I believe. Or Thursday, one of them days.
The Saints did?
Yeah. You know, whatever. Kellen Mond, he's going to probably be gone by the end of training camp.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you with O-line. I think that's why Derrick Henry left. Well, that's one of the reasons why he left Tennessee. Because that O-line was trash. He couldn't get nothing going. But he still had a pretty decent year. I had the Steelers. We saw them get Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. So I feel like they need to shore up their O-line too. I mean, Russell was under pressure in Denver. And that's one thing he do needs. He needs protection. Feel like the Steelers could give him that. And we saw their running game was pretty bad last year, especially with Najee Harris starting off very, very slow. For a second, I thought he couldn't find a hole, you know. Yeah. But as the season went on, especially later on, his running game picked up. So I feel like they're going to need to secure their O-line so they can run the ball better and protect Russell Wilson. I feel like that's going to be the key for them to make it into the playoffs and be in contention for a Super Bowl. So shore up the trenches and let Russell Wilson do his thing. I was about to say let Russell cook, but, you know, I think you shouldn't let him cook anymore. He's been burning stuff lately. Get him out the kitchen.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers team, let's ride. So let's run the ball, Steelers fans. Let's run the ball.
Yeah, because, I mean, look back at Russell Wilson when he was good. I mean, he had Marshawn Lynch. I mean, when they run that thing with Marshawn Lynch, that's when the Seahawks were successful. Obviously, they had that defense, too.
And I don't feel like, you know, don't give George Pickens a reason to be mad because Russell Wilson overthrowing him or not looking his way. So let's run the ball more.
He better play good because he's going to have Justin Fields breathing down his neck.
Right. He better bring it. So, get what you have. You said the Ravens. Who did I give you?
Browns.
There we go. Let's go with the Browns.
Let's see. For the Browns, they also could use some secondary. If you look at their team on paper, they got a nice team on paper now. I mean, they got good edge rushers. They could probably use a little bit more linebacker depth, which, I mean, they got – I don't know how to say that dude's name. That he's good, though. He's really fast. It's like – starts with an O. You know what I'm talking about?
The
Browns linebacker.
You know I suck at last names. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You talking about from
Notre Dame, I think.
Yeah, Notre Dame. Mm-hmm.
He's nice. I watched him play a lot last year, but I don't know how to pronounce his last name. But he's really good. They could use some more secondary. I mean, they got Denzel Ward, but other than that, because I watched him last year, and their number two corner, Emerson, and he was getting burned a little bit. I think they could use another corner. Their O-lines, on paper, it looks pretty solid. They got a good tight end. I think they could use another receiver though, because you know this draft's pretty deep in receiver. You know their number two is Jerry Jeudy, and you know I'm not sold on Jerry Jeudy, so
right.
I think they could pick up another receiver in this deep draft.
Like how you throwing fits, and you know you dropping passes and staying hurt, Jerry Jeudy.
I don't know how he got that contract,
dude. They should give that money out there. Because he haven't been reliable in Denver, so I don't know how he got that money, and I think that's why he got traded. Well, you know, he got released.
No, he got traded. Remember, it was like a 6th-round pick or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably why I thought he got released.
Yeah, same thing.
So the Browns, man, they got a stacked team. They just need to shore up the O-line, and Deshaun, he got to bring it. Because Joe Flacco looking way better.
He got to stay healthy. That's what he does.
That's another thing. You got to stay healthy. And maybe he do need to start back visiting massage problems, Scott. That's when he was at his best.
Come on, man. How about go to massage parlor, but don't do anything illegal. How about that?
Right, you can go there. Like, you can't go there without doing illegal things, watching, yeah. You know. You do have options there, buddy. Yeah. So, I had the Bengals. Man, I wanted to go running back, but you can't go running. I feel like you can get a running back in the second round. So I'm going to go defense on side of the defense side of the ball and go D tackle to help out that line because they just don't really have a solid D tackle anyway. They got good DNs, but they need to shore up that that front so they can stop the run a little bit better.
They lost DJ Reader.
Yeah. So they need to fill that position, and I feel like they'll get them ready to go into the season. All right, let's go to the AFC East. I gave you the Dolphins because you love Tua. Hey, you logged out on that one. I like that. He logged out for real. All right, so who you have with the Dolphins?
They have a pretty good roster on paper too, but I put they could take a defensive tackle first round, like a you know, interior rusher. You know, they don't really have much in the. I mean, their edge rushers are pretty good. They got Bradley Chubb. They got pretty decent depth too. They could probably use some more secondary guys. Corner. I think they just signed Poyer though at safety. You know, the dude from the Bills, Jordan Poyer.
Yeah, they did. They're gonna need a corner too, like you said, because of Xavier Howard's going. So it kind of leaves an empty position.
You know, he's still a free agent. Nobody signed Xavier Howard yet, which is weird to me.
I heard he has chlamydia or something like that. That's probably why.
What's that got to do with it? Oh, man, he got chlamydia. We can't sign him. It ain't AIDS, bro.
I know you got past it. That physical. Oh, nope.
And another thing I say, they could take maybe second, third round maybe. You know, like I said, it's a deep wide receiver class, and they need a number three, man. They don't got a number three. That Braxton Berrios, dude, that's a punt returner. He can't be your number three.
Yeah, because we saw Hill get shut down in the playoffs. We seen Waddle be a no-show. I think he only had two catches.
That was on Tua, though,
in the playoff game.
Tua put like trash in that game.
He did. He was cold. He didn't want to be there. No, guys.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, that was embarrassing.
Like I'll tell RC, I said, the Dolphins, they're going to lay a goose egg in this game. Because, first of all, weather do play an effect on how you play, especially for boys that have been playing Miami the whole year.
And he's from Hawaii.
Right. So we go into a cold – it was like negative degrees in Kansas City. They going into that place, and you expect me to think that Miami Dolphins are going to win that game? No, them boys, like I said, them boys look cold.
Yeah.
They look like they don't want to play.
That was the worst playoff game I watched last year. Like, that was just a horrible game. Like, that game was not good.
I've never seen Hill. Hill should be used to that weather too, but he was getting jammed up by Snead. And like I said, Waddle was non-existent. And Raheem Mostert. Yeah, he was. That Hill was like frozen ducks, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was putrid. I mean, he overshot. I believe that was Snead. That was Waddle he overshot for interception. So, Dolphins, they need to get over the hump because it's either do or die right now for them.
I agree. If they don't do something this year with that roster, I mean, they're going to be asking questions about Tua's job.
Exactly. For New England, I had them taking – the New England Patriots had them taking Drake May. Jane Daniels going to be off the board. I believe he's going to Washington. So, the Patriots need a quarterback. Matt Jones was traded to Jacksonville. Who was the other kid behind Matt Jones?
Zappy.
I think he gone too, if I'm not mistaken. So there's no quarterbacks there. You need a guy to run the ship. I mean, it's not much of a ship. But Drake May, if he's sitting there, I think that'll be a better fit.
Honestly, dude, that's going to be tough for a quarterback to come in that situation, man.
Right, because they don't have no weapons, no receivers, running back, but no receivers. You can't rely on Mike Gesicki. I believe Mike Gesicki is New England. Yeah, can't rely on your things, two tight ends. All right, it was the tight ends from
Hunter Henry.
Yeah, that's who was from the Chargers. It's Hunter Henry's there. And it just, you can't rely on those two tight ends to get the passing game going. So Drake May's a little bit more mobile. He can do a little more things in the pocket, extend plays. So they're going to need a lot of that. So take Drake May to fill that void, to find your franchise guy.
Because, I mean, even though the Bears historically haven't been great, I mean, Caleb Williams got number one in the Bears. It's not a bad situation right now. I mean, with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, that's nice. Having them as two weapons. Nice. Which you don't see that a lot with number one picks, you know, having weapons like that coming straight off the bat. But Drake May, good luck to you, buddy. Whoever the Patriots take, good luck to you.
You better call Josh McCown to get advice. It's not a lie, y'all.
If you're getting your advice from Josh McCown, you're screwed.
Yeah, I think Daniel Jones played for Duke, right? I think he played for Duke.
Yeah, that was that's so random because nobody ever comes out of Duke for football.
So he like you see how Daniel Jones playing, he don't have nobody called either. I'm surprised he didn't call Manny. He had his passing coach, his quarterback.
Man, he ain't even got their numbers, bro.
Right. Hey man, like who's this? No, ain't saying who this is, blocked. The number just straight blocked.
It's blocked, yeah. It don't even ring. Don't even go to ring.
It don't even ring.
Yeah.
So Patriots, man, get your guy. So I gave you the Jets.
Yeah.
Jets had a pretty good offseason, so what should they do?
I still think they need to get another O lineman. They gotta protect Rodgers, especially straight off injury. They could use another pass rusher, which their defense is pretty solid, but I think you always can use depth in the pass rusher. Let's see what else I put. They could use another linebacker. They got CJ Mosley, but other than that, he's getting kind of old.
Yeah, he's getting up there. They need somebody young.
They could use some more secondary. Their corners are good, obviously, but I think they could use another safety. But you know, their secondary is pretty. Their defense is pretty solid, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
They could, if they want to, maybe later rounds they can maybe snag a tight end or something because all they got is that Jack Conklin guy. I mean, I think you could upgrade there if you really wanted to.
Would you, if you the Jets, what they pick in what in the top 15?
Yeah, they're probably, I don't know if they're top 10. They went 7-10 last year. They might be like borderline top 10.
Well, they might be 11. I can look this up real quick. I can look it up.
With their first pick, though, I don't know, man. If the right O lineman's there, you might want to take him, but they could also go edge rusher.
They picked 13, so they're right there. Would you consider taking Brock Bowers? To
Rodgers, dude, he's good. I like Brock Bowers, but I don't know if that's their biggest need, though.
Okay.
I feel like I would try to protect Rodgers first because
that's how he got hurt.
They got pretty good weapons. Garrett Wilson's going to be insane in fantasy. You know that if Rodgers stays healthy.
Well, I know he had your eye on.
Well, I took him last year and it kind of bit me. But
yeah, you think he'll be ready this year?
I think Garrett Wilson's gonna be a top five receiver if Rodgers stays healthy.
Yeah. Well, you did make it to the championship. You lost to my brother-in-law.
I had a weird run. I had a weird fantasy year last year.
Yeah, you did. You started off terribly.
Yeah, but like you know how it is. You get hot at the right time. Anything can happen.
All right. I have the See, we did Dolphins, Jets, Patriots. My mind going blank.
Bills.
All right. I think the Bills should go wide receiver.
Yeah.
Guys, look, Diggs is gone.
And Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis is gone. So, they leave Shakir. Dante Hardy is gone. Even though he was a specialist, but he still came in and played receiver here and there.
That's terrible they did Josh Allen like that, bro. Like, how are they going to leave him with nothing?
Nothing.
Like, I know, like, they might get a good rookie receiver, but he's still going to be a rookie, you know? So, that's tough.
The receiver I have him taking is Keon Coleman from Florida State. He's legit.
Yes, he's good. He's kind of underrated.
He's very underrated. I guess because of I forgot what he ran in his 40 time, but sometimes they were talking about his separation. Dude, it's not really top notch like that.
This receiver class is nice, dude.
It is deep. It's deep.
You seen that one dude from South Carolina?
Oh, Leggett?
Dude, that dude.
Dude was a country boy.
Yeah. He didn't talk. They got him going second round. That dude's legit, though. Yeah, I've heard him talk. That really threw me off. Yeah.
Right.
He's a dog, man.
But he's about his business. I'll tell you that. He's about his business. Especially being a country boy. So you know he going to bring it. And yeah, he runs hard.
You take him, wouldn't you?
Dude, I'll take him in a heartbeat. Especially New Orleans.
Metcalf. He got him running that calf.
I mean, dude's a specimen for real.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the Bills should go receiver.
I'd get receiver first and second round if I was them.
That's why I think I would say go get two of them. Yeah. Go get two of them. You know, the Bills just don't need much. I know they need corners. They lost White. I know they lost Poirier this offseason.
Yeah.
And so they might need to go deep corner, second round, third round, grab another receiver to shore it up. And my suggestion was Flowers all crazy, but they should go get MT.
Take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot. Go get Michael Thomas on a cheap deal or try Tyler Boyd on a cheap deal.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Tyler Boyd's out there.
I mean, why not? I mean, you don't have nothing else, really. I mean, you got somebody out there.
Bring both of them in. I don't care.
You bring both of them in and then have a rookie receiver. Say Michael Thomas stays healthy. I mean, that might be an all right receiving core.
That might be an all right receiving core. We know Tyler Boyd can get down. He's shown it before Jamar Chase got there that he was the one, number one guy. And T. Higgins. I mean, when we saw Jamar Chase went down this year, Tyler Boyd came in, filled in, and he was filling up the stat sheet. So
if they don't sign one of them, I mean, they're in trouble. I mean, they could trade their first round pick if they wanted to and trade back for maybe somebody that has 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you could get a couple more receivers, you know what I mean? Because like I said, it's not just the first round talent at receiver. There's going to be receivers in the second and third round that are going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. I like the idea because they're picking the top 20. They're picking 28, so you can easily move back into the second. You might can get in the early second when you move back like that. So, let's talk about what Tom Brady said.
Oh yeah,
his opinion. Well, it's not about the play call. It's not about the refs and everything. He's just been yapping lately when he's been benefiting from those type of calls his whole career. But there was a good question that was asked to him. They asked him who he think will win that first Super Bowl at quarterback this year. He has Josh Allen. What quarterback you think this year, this kind of season, will win their first Super Bowl?
Well, you're talking about if it happens, if somebody finally beats Mahomes?
If somebody finally beats Mahomes, what quarterback you have paid?
You know I'm a little biased, but, dude, you know the Texans are building something with C.J. Stroud over there, man.
Oh, dang, you hiding on the train hard already. You pushing that thing all the way to the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to say that, but think about it, though.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the situation with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl in his second year with the Bengals and beat Mahomes. So why not C.J. Stroud, man? I think C.J. Stroud could do it. I mean, they got the roster now. You know they got the roster now.
They do. They do.
Because I don't see Josh Allen doing it. Not right now. Not with what they got on offense.
I'm not hating that C.J. Stroud talk, but I don't know. They got a really good team. For me, I like the Josh Allen pick because the way he lost these games.
Playoffs. If they improved their I would have went with Josh Allen before CJ Stroud too if it wasn't for their receiving core right now.
If they hadn't been depleted. I would throw Lamar name in there. Especially with the pickup of Derrick Henry. That takes a lot off of him.
I know, but he had the team last year, dude. He should have won it last year. He blew that opportunity to me.
He did. But with the emergency, with the pickup of Derrick Henry, they get him a legit running back who can stay healthy. Well, he dealt with injury here and there, but
he usually stays pretty healthy.
Yeah, compared to the guys he had, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards and the other guy, I forgot his name. You know, Mitchell, that room was completely hurt. So with Derrick Henry, it shores up that position, and it takes a lot off Lamar.
So, yeah, that's pretty scary duo right there in the backfield.
Yeah, that's a scary duo. And they can't add receivers in the draft. It's a deep class because, like I was explaining to RC, I don't think their receiving core is that great. Right? OBJ's gone. I can't remember the two guys. They can't Duvernay.
And Bateman.
Bateman. He still haven't emerged yet, man.
I think I agree. I think they need to take another receiver. They need to get a receiver. Yeah.
And maybe they bring in Mike Thomas to help that out, you know, because Lamar, he like to throw it short to intermediate passes.
They could use a vet.
They could use a vet like MT.
Yeah.
So Lamar, they definitely get it done. In the NFC, you know, I'll just think of it whole, but we just went strictly AFC quarterbacks. That's how deep the AFC is. The
AFC's a lot better. AFC's a lot better than NFC.
A lot better. It's nobody in there really in AFC that's just like, oh yeah, they gonna definitely win their first Super Bowl.
It's just like it's just like the Eastern and Western Conference and NBA. Like how one league is so much more stacked than the other.
Right. It really is, and it's just like not a lot of NFC quarterbacks. I just think that like they think they can win the Super Bowl.
If I had to pick one, I mean, you'd have to say Brock Purdy because the Niners got the best team, and then obviously, I mean, the Eagles are going to be good next year with now that they got Barkley. That was a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, maybe Jalen. He can probably get it done.
Not Dak. He can get more.
All right. So that was our AFC West. No, AFC North and East. Draft needs right there. The draft is in, I think, April the 20th or something.
Yes, I think it's like 28th, isn't it? Something like that. I don't know.
I can Google it. It's coming up soon, man. I can look it up real quick. All right, will you be able to make the draft show?
You talking about like in person?
Nuh-uh. When we do our draft show online, it's the 25th.
I might be able to. I'll be in Houston next month for the whole month.
Okay.
For job training, but I definitely will.
Cause you know we're gonna do one just for the first round.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to sports news real quick. Rasheed Rice was reportedly going 119 miles per hour leading up to the crash. He turned himself in. Rice is facing 8 total charges. One of his charges is second degree felon that carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. All right. At first, I said he's going to get a year suspension. Now I think he just probably cut and out the lead plus a couple of years suspension.
Mahomes finally got him a receiver, too.
Dude's a rookie. He was starting to blossom.
He was balling.
He was, and that's why you surround yourself with people that are going to help you make the right decisions. Guys, I think Flowers brought up that he had character issues coming out of college already, and now this, too. I don't know if he's going to get banned, but he's going to get cut. Especially if they find him guilty, he's going to get cut. The suspension is going to be for a year, maybe two. Who knows? It all depends on how Goodell's feeling.
That's a shame, man. I think
it is a shame. That one event can screw up your whole life. People got to think about that.
Yeah. I mean,
when you're doing stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, one thing like that definitely, I mean, going that fast, man, and then leaving the scene of a crash, he could have died, honestly.
He really could.
Really could have died, first of all. But yeah, it's a shame, man. I mean, he had so much potential. I mean, I mean, in general, when anybody does that to their life, it's terrible, but. Especially when you see somebody with so much potential, man, and they just ruin their life. That's the worst.
Ruin it. Because he about to get a deal after his rookie contract was up. That's for sure. It was guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. NHL news. The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah.
Since when do we do NFL, bro?
Since we're in Spain, what do you mean? I'm just saying they moved to the. I'm just telling you, I need the news that they're moving.
I don't know nothing about the NHL, bro. I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
I don't either. I thought that was just it's a sports news. So it's a fun fact. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's a conversation piece.
Yeah, I got you.
Come on now. Boy, what about you run to a girl that loves hockey? Then you say, oh, yeah, I heard that y'all just moved to Utah.
Yeah, that's going to be the only thing I know. She's going to have a conversation after that. And that's all I'm going to know. Then I'm screwed.
Right, at least you got the foot in the door.
Yeah, I guess. I have to switch the conversation to another sport.
Yeah, just switch conversations.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to some baseball talk, man. I know there's some games going on right now. I placed a bet, Gatwood. Let me see how I do. I placed a $2 bet.
What'd you do? All
right, I can tell you what teams I took. I took the Yankees over the Guardians today. I know it's a doubleheader, so I took the Yankees in both games.
Guardians are kind of trash, so.
They got a good record right now. Their
pitching's kind of weak, though.
Yeah.
Because their ace just got hurt.
Right now, the Guardians are 9-4. Like I said, they lost, but I took the Yankees in both games.
Oh, I didn't know they're 9-4. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they 9-4. I took the Tigers over the Twins, and right now it's a tie game going into the 10th. The Tigers was winning 2-0.
Well, I could 3-0. If I looked at the pitching matchups, I could be able to tell you, like, if it was a good decision or not.
I took the Brewers over the Orioles today. They play at 3. Took the Rangers. Yeah, I took the Rangers over the Astros right now.
So what is this paying out? $2 for what?
I took 11 teams. The payout's $1,000.
Dang, son. I mean, that's possible, though. It's possible.
Because I didn't take the money line straight up. I took the plus 1.5 points on some of these.
Yeah.
So that means they got to lose by 2 points.
Dang, bro. What would you do if you won, man?
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You wouldn't tell Brittany you won, would you?
I wouldn't have to, because we sell it. Hey, she listening to the show.
Hey, Brittany. Hey, Brittany.
Hey. Yeah, I would tell her because we share accounts anyway, so can't really hide it. I took the Phillies over the Pirates. No, I took the Phillies over the Pirates today.
You traitor, man. I hate the Phillies.
I took the Nationals over the A's. Cause I know the A's been up and down right now.
We're both the same struggle. That's like the garbage matchup, bro. Mm-hmm. Of all time.
Yeah, it is. I took the Braves over the Marlins.
Yeah.
Marlins are 2-10. I took the plus 1.5 points on the Red Sox versus the Angels.
What, you're giving the Angels 1.5?
No, the Red Sox have to lose by 2 points. Well, the Angels have to beat the Red Sox just can't lose by 2 points. Then I win that one.
I got you.
I took the Cardinals over the Diamondbacks.
Just remember, in baseball, it's runs, not points.
Gotcha. Thanks for that TV.
I don't want the fans to roast you, man.
Hey, we already established that my baseball knowledge is lacking right now. Just getting back into it.
Yeah, I know.
I took the Dodgers over the Padres.
Okay. You never know about baseball, dude. Baseball is hard to bet on straight up on games because you never know who's going to have a bad. Like a pitcher, you can have your best pitcher on the mound, and they can have that one bad game where they get crushed. So you never know about baseball, man.
Oh, looking at the pitcher and who's pitching and who hot right now. Because the Yankees are hot. I mean, everybody thought the Yankees everybody had questions about the Yankees, especially their pitching. I know they signed a couple of pitchers in the offseason, but you know, they were that big struggle last year where the pitching was terrible. And their bats just wasn't batting last year either.
And Garrett Cole got hurt. He got hurt.
But Stanton, that's his name. I can't first say his first name.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, yes. Stanton, he's been doing pretty good so far. And that's why the Yankees. So that's why the Yankees are 11-3. They're looking really good right now. Which team you think you are more surprised by right now? I think we were 3 weeks in.
The Pirates. The Pirates are 9-4, and the Pirates are not usually very good. But they got a few young guys that are pretty good. But yeah, they surprised me. They started off this hot though.
Because we saw it last year where the Pirates lost in the first round of the playoffs. So.
The Pirates didn't make the playoffs last year.
No, it wasn't the Pirates. Who that lost first round at?
Orioles.
It was the Orioles. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was right.
Yeah.
So it just – I don't know how I feel about the Pirates right now.
Yeah, I don't do it. It's so early in the season. It's just too early in the season to, like, really judge teams yet.
You're right. There's a three weeks in, and we're seeing teams going on a hot streak right now.
Yeah,
which team you think that made the playoffs gonna have like a pretty bad year, a down year compared from last year?
I think the Brewers are gonna fall off. The Brewers, they lost too much pitching to me to be able to I know they're starting off hot, but they're gonna eventually fall off because they don't have enough pitching. Like they lost their two best pitchers and they don't have any depth, and they lost their manager. He was like one of the best managers in the game. He went to the Cubs, Craig Council. I think the Brewers are not going to make the playoffs this year. I think in that division, the NL Central, it's going to be between the Cubs and probably the Reds because the Reds are pretty solid too. But I think the Cubs are going to win that division, honestly.
Yeah, my Cubs, man, our pitching has looking a lot better and our hitting is coming together.
When y'all get my boy Justin Steele back too.
First game of the season.
I know, man. It hurt me to see that.
Did you see the play?
Yeah, it was a good play though. It was just
I didn't see him. I didn't wait the way he stepped. I just didn't see how he hurt himself.
It's just one of those, hamstrings. They're just weird, man.
Yeah, because the commentary said, "Good thing he grabbed the back of his leg instead of his knee."
Yeah, for real. But yeah, he should be back soon.
Yeah, hopefully, because one time I had a hamstring injury, man, it took me about a month to get over it. It was terrible.
I still talk to him once in a while, man. He's a cool guy.
Man, you should probably get him on the show, man.
I could try. I could for sure try.
Tell him won't ask him no crazy questions. You know, we'll keep it professional.
Yeah, I could try for sure.
That's sensitive. No baseball going on. It's the major leagues. Major league season. Your Braves. How you feel about your Braves right now?
Yeah, we're doing real good. Obviously, I mean, we have a really good offense, probably the best offense in the league, and that's not even being biased. Like, that's just like facts. But our pitching's a little shaky right now because our ace Spencer Strider, he's gonna be out for the season. He hurt his elbow, so that kind of sucks. We still have other good pitchers, but like he was our ace, so it sucks we lost him.
Yeah, because right now you're 8-4 on top of the East. It's crazy how, just one injury, especially to a pitcher, can change a whole season. Because now you got to rely on other pitchers to pick up the pace, pick up their slack of the injury. And I feel like that year for the Cubs, man, it was like, remember we had Kerry Wood and Mark Price, I think that was his name.
Yeah, Pryor, yeah.
Yeah, and Kerry Wood went down that year. He'll put in like that season.
Yeah,
it's changed the whole dynamic of the team.
I think the Braves will be all right though. The Braves got pretty good depth with pitching.
Y'all got hitting too, man. Y'all back.
They are hitting crazy.
We
tied the MLB record last year for most home runs in a season. We had 309.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When your bats are hitting, man, it definitely changes the team. guys, last year, I think it was like 2 years ago, cuz, man, we couldn't hit the bats out of the barn, man. We couldn't hit nothing.
They got some good players now, though, man. The Cubs.
Yeah, I like Swanson. I like Swanson, but
yeah, he's nice.
He's nice. But I just don't really have that guy that's like, dang, okay. You about to get it. Oh, Bellinger, I believe.
Bellinger is good. Yeah, Bellinger.
Yeah, he's a Bellinger. Good.
And that that young guy y'all got at third base, Christopher Morel. He's pretty good, too. I mean, y'all overall, though, y'all's team's solid, though. Like,
I just don't feel like we had that star, you know.
The superstar.
That guy. Yeah, yeah, that guy. Yeah,
I think – I mean, Bellinger's been that before. But I still think he could be that again, though, honestly, if he has another big year. Because he had a big year last year. I mean, y'all got – you don't have to have the superstar to win in baseball, though, because it's really – it's such a team sport, you know.
Yeah, because we have that guy, what's his, Suzuki?
Yeah, Seiya Suzuki, he's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's showing blossom. You know what I'm about to say? I got MLB The Show for free on Game Pass.
Really?
On Xbox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, I'm about to, I need to do that.
Yeah, I was playing it yesterday.
Yeah, we should play or something. It's fun. Boy,
I suck right now. Dude, it's hard, yeah.
Yeah.
I almost lost to Austin. We win the extra innings. Austin, bro.
Dude. Hey, it's hard though, man. Getting that PCI on the ball, it's hard.
I couldn't figure out how to throw the ball back in once you hit it to the outfield.
Yeah,
like Austin was trying to tell me not to tap the button to throw the ball in, but do you put a hold it? Then he throws it like you got to get in the green, then you release it almost like 2K.
Yeah, you got to get in the green, but you can switch settings where you can, like, you know, you can go just into settings and where you can just hit a button and it'll throw it to first instead of.
Dude,
like,
I need to do that.
Yeah, you can change settings.
Would it make a difference though if it?
No.
Change the settings for that. What's the point then of doing?
No, I'm saying no. It would. It'd make a dent. Like the meter would go away. Like when you throw.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, what's the point of the meter?
I guess. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I guess because it could be more accurate, maybe. Like,
yeah. I mean, sometimes what I did notice when I'm throwing it from the outfield back into the infield that the ball can be off sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when I'm throwing it back to the third baseman, like the ball can be more to the outside than inside. But I don't know. I feel like playing today, man. We should link up too and play some.
I need to build a team though. You play on.
Oh, you
play.
I'm just doing franchise right now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm just doing franchise right now. Build a team?
Yeah.
Is that better?
That's what Tristan plays. Tristan plays all the time. Tristan's team's good, too. He's good. Tristan's real good at MLB Show.
I have to hit y'all up. I'm going to try to build a team and see what I can do. With Game Pass, you also get Madden for free. You get 2K for free.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's all in the store. So, guys, that's a little bit of baseball talk for us. We're going to get more deep into it. Like I said, when I was in college, I used to watch baseball 24/7, so I knew all the players, man. I knew. But now, since I work a lot, it's hard to catch these games. I got to catch highlights. Got to look at the box scores, look at what player did what. So, we're going to get it down. That was just a little preview right there. We're going to come up with a baseball segment, too, for y'all guys.
So, I'm actually sometime either later this month or in May, I'm going to be going to a Rangers game. So, in Dallas, Arlington.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'd be cool to see a different stadium because I usually always go to the Braves.
I always wanted to do that. Just go to all the stadiums.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Man, we just need the money, man. We just need to make the show take off. So we can have like correspondence on live games,
dude. A place I'd really like to go would be the Cubs stadium. I'd like to see what Wrigley Field.
Yeah,
like.
Wrigley,
dude, that'd be cool.
For real, you know, I went to Chicago, but I didn't get a chance to go to the. I believe it was on the south side. Wrigley Field's on the south side.
Yeah, because they say White Sox, they say North Side.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't get just chance to go that far. I went to the Bulls Arena. So I saw that. Went to Sears Tower. Yeah, it was. I need to go find a picture where I took with the Michael Jordan statue. But that's why I want to go to the Cubs game.
I bet he didn't have a mini statue.
Dude, that thing is nice. Right. Hey, Gatwood, that thing, it looked like somebody polished that thing every day.
They should, man. They should. It's Michael Jordan. They should.
I do that job, man. I do that as a part-time job. Just go out there and polish the Michael Jordan statue. Get the thing looking right every time. So, I want to go to a Braves game. I'm trying to take Austin because he's, you know, he playing baseball right now. He playing pitcher. They pulled to the outfield. I don't really like that. I think his best positions are shortstop. So,
you know, the Cubs play the Braves in Atlanta this year in May.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying right now. I don't know where he got this from, but he's a Yankees fan. I know.
Yeah, I remember you told me that. That's so random.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a Yankees fan. He must like the team because little friend or something, or Aaron Judge.
He probably got a little girlfriend at school. He's a Yankees fan. Right?
Yeah, he's a Yankees fan. So I'm trying to take him to an MLB game.
Yeah, he would love it, man. Dude, I'm telling you, I like watching baseball in general, but watching it in person is so fun.
I bet. Yeah. So we're gonna see what's gonna happen this year. We're brought to you by Bet Us. If I can find a clip. We got your game. Place your bet through Bet Us. Win big right now. Major League Baseball going on. NBA, hockey. So we use the money. Summer's coming up. Family trips, vacations. So earn you a little extra cash. Like I mentioned before, I placed a $2 bet today. The payout's $1,000. We're gonna see what's gonna happen. I'm not getting my hopes up, but we're gonna see. We got one team right now. I got the Yankees right. The Tigers, they trying to screw up my car right now. The score is 3-3 in extra innings. So we're gonna see what's gonna happen there. We do have a merch store. Yeah, I should upload the foul first. My bad. We do have a merch store. It's volfsportscast.com.me. We got some new merch up in the store, so check it out. Yeah, it's volfsportscast.printify.me. So we got the NWO t-shirt over here. And then we got the inverted NWO t-shirt over here on the right.
I like those, man. Those are nice.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you ever watch WCW, but NWO was basically Hulk Hogan, the Big Show. At that time, he was the Giant, Razor Ramon. So they were like the new group on the block.
I think they Ole Miss. Didn't Ole Miss do something like that? I think they had an NWO shirt or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember, but that's where we got the idea for. From the VOF NWO edition t-shirt. But that was one of the best things to watch is the NWO. They come out and just jump people for no reason, try to get them to join the team.
Yeah.
So y'all check out the merch website. I'll show it again. It's at volsportscast.printme. Printify. I don't know why you're saying print me. Volsportscast.printify.me to get you a t-shirt. All right, Gatwood. I'm gonna make sure I don't have any more shameless plugs. Oh yeah, we got one more shameless plug here. All right, that's Locktop. It's a sports betting community app where you talk to other sports bettors to compare notes to see what games y'all should bet on. You know, help each other win money. Polly, he's a great dude. He put together a wonderful app for the sports bettors. So check it out. It's called Lock Talk. You can download it in the Apple Store or the Android Store. That's the show for today. T-Wright, man, I talked to him yesterday. He said that he can start making the show a lot more when he starts a new job. So
that's good.
T-Wright. It's kind of funny. I was thinking about this earlier. Like, Gatwood going to be on the show today. I bet people are going to be like, who is this guy? Who is Gatwood?
It's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Gatwood, he's one of the original OGs on Voice of the Fans.
Yeah.
MST Wright are the OGs.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man. It was a good show today.
Right. So, it's glad to have you back on to get you in here. We're going to come up with a baseball segment so we can talk about more about that. But we thank y'all for tuning into the show. We'll be back Monday. RC should be back in the building. Flower should be back in the building. So we're going to hit the ground running. And we can't wait.
It was good. It was good timing because the Braves are about to come on. So
right, just in time. The Braves. All right, man. You enjoy the game. We are out of here.
All right, later, bro.